The race is now on to get out of Kabul as the Taliban begins entering the Afghan capital. So many had fled here in recent weeks, with the capital seen as a safe haven, but not anymore, with families rushing to sell their possessions and doing whatever they can to escape. People like Kabul resident Abdul Abed.
With the situation we have right now, there's no guarantee of where the future of Afghanistan is leading to. The fighting is getting worse day by day and the opposition are advancing. I used to work with foreigners and I was not safe. Every day I had the stress of what is going to happen with me.
Panicked workers have fled government offices and helicopters have landed at the US embassy as the militants further tightened their grip on the country. Afghan officials say the Taliban were in the districts of Kalakan, Karabagh and Pugman in the capital, with the Taliban leaders adding no force was being used to take over the capital. In a nationwide offensive that has taken just over a week, the Taliban has defeated, co-opted or sent Afghan security forces fleeing from wide parts of the country, even with some air support by the US military. David DeRoche from the Near East South Asia Center for Strategic Studies says the advance has been rapid.
Oh, it is a critical moment. I mean, the collapse of the Afghan government has been unexpectedly rapid, and it's also been in areas that you don't expect it. Normally, the Taliban is a Pashtun movement at its heart, but what they've been able to do is form alliances with leaders from other ethnic groups.
20 years of US-led nation building erased in less than 20 days after the withdrawal of US troops. Addressing the nation for the first time since the Taliban advance, President Ashraf Ghani is vowing not to give up, saying instead he pledged to remobilize the army. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is working closely with its allies and security partners, while the US is temporarily sending 3,000 extra troops to evacuate its citizens. And the UK is deploying 600 troops to help its nationals and local translators get out. Mr. Morrison says hundreds more Australians will be evacuated from the area.
The challenge of the peace and freedom of the people of Afghanistan, sadly, remain an unresolved issue. And we hope for the best for them, but the situation is very, very dire. And our focus now is to ensure that we can continue to support those who have aided us. We are ensuring, as I said already, that over 400 people have already been brought to Australia, as we've been working on this quite rapidly in recent months as the situation has continued to deteriorate.
On Saturday in Adelaide, hundreds of members of South Australia's Afghan community rallied to condemn the Taliban and call for international action to halt the insurgents. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.